BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Volkswagen has pleaded guilty in an American court to three criminal charges linked to the diesel emissions scandal. The plea is part of a deal with the US Justice Department. Volkswagen has admitted that between 2009 and 2015, vehicles were fitted with illegal software to disguise high levels of pollution. EU leaders have stressed the importance of unity at a meeting before Britain's expected departure from the bloc. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said the main objective for the remaining 27 members should be to strengthen mutual trust as they discuss proposals for a multi-speed Europe. Many hundreds of people, members of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation and their supporters, have marched through the streets of Washington to protest against the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. Native American tribes say leaks from the oil pipeline will pollute water supplies and endanger sites they consider sacred. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office has said it will not release the cause or manner of death of Russia's ambassador to the United Nations. Vitaly Churkin died suddenly last month at work. New York's Law Department and the U.S. Department of State said international agreements gave him diplomatic immunity, protecting his right to privacy even after death. Police in Kosovo have arrested two men and seized more than $2 million worth of counterfeit euros as they try to cross over the border from Albania. The men, an Albanian and a Cameroonian, were stopped in a car that was also carrying chemicals used for printing and a stock of paper cut to the size of different euro banknotes. The Formula One world has paid tribute to the former champion racing driver and motorcyclist John Surtees, who's died. He was 83. John Surtees is the only man to win world championships on both four and two wheels. BBC News.